Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This next mystery guest is a 5-time Pro Bowl tight end with the Patriots and a Super Bowl 35 champion. He exploded for 96 catches, 7 touchdowns, and over 1,100 yards in 1994 with second-year quarterback Drew Bledsoe. He's a member of the Patriots Hall of Fame and was named to the NFL's All-Decade Team for the 1990s. Okay, mystery guest, reveal yourself.
Hi, everybody. This is Ben Coates, former New England Patriots tight end.
All right. Yay. Let's get some guys with their hand on
the ground. We like tight ends on this show.
Everybody guessed it. You're in friendly territory here with tight ends.
All right. That sounds good to me.
We were just talking about this because I remember when you first came to the Patriots that you weren't utilized that much. And then Parcells is here and Bledsoe is here. And now suddenly you were a main factor in the offense, and it's continued on now for 25 years, even carried on to Belichick. And we're all sitting around every week trying to find out why they don't use tight ends. You watch these games. Are you amazed to see where the tight end has gone in the Patriots offense?
No, I'm not amazed. I'm just trying to figure out how they haven't got anyone to replace Rob, because from the early 90s to now, that's what New England's been about, tight ends. Short game, being the quarterback best friend, and, you know, somebody he can rely on each and every week. Or, you know, if he's covered double team, or he could be triple team, he still throw it. We still catch it.
Yeah, you know, Ben, I remember watching you as a kid. I'm going to date you now because I'm old. So if I'm trying to say I'm old? Yeah, if I'm telling you that I used to watch you when I was even in college, because there was a couple routes that you did that I'm just going to call it a Y option. You would just run up, bang the hell out of some inside linebacker, and just kind of snap it off real quick. And you, man, that ball will be on you in a second. I mean, to me, I think that you're not even allowed to touch defenders anymore. There's no running into them. Am I right on that play? Was that like a bread and butter play for you?
Yes, for the Patriots, for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime it was 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 10, whenever we needed, you know, it was Coach Bledsoe. So everybody in the stand knew it was going. He was coming to me. But
was the call run into the linebacker and snap it off? I feel like that's what the play call should have been.
No, it was called get open. If any means. That's what it was called. Get open. It's coming to you.
So they would just wait for you just to kind of work separation, just throw it on you.
It didn't even matter. Just one route. They could never stop.
Ben, I'm curious. You look around the league right now. We've talked to a couple of guys, a couple former tight ends. Looking at the tight end position right now, you get guys like Travis Kelce, but do you consider him a tight end? You know, what kind of tight end in this league right now do you like?
Well, right now, all the guys are pretty much hybrid tight ends right now. They're more of was a receiver in college or was a quarterback in college, and they or a basketball player, and they just made that change. And, you know, the way the league is going right now is better benefiting those guys as opposed to a tight end that have to, you do all the run blocking and still run down the field on a seam route or a post route and expect to catch the ball. Now these guys, I see very few of them being where they can block one-on-one, whether pass protection or run blocking. I just don't see it anymore. That phase have really, you know, got away from the tight end position.
You know, you have an interesting background in that you did not play football until your senior year at high school. Then you go on to Livingstone College, and you're playing multiple sports, right? I mean, did you really have designs on doing what you ended up doing, being an NFL football player?
Yeah, you know, every kid that's coming up got that dream and that desire to try to make it to the next level. So what happened is most of them is, do you have the heart to make it coming from a smaller school like I did? And that's the biggest thing I've seen. But, and plus, you know, back then, either go to the military or you go to college. So I said, hey, I don't want to fight no war, so I'm going to college.
Too big of a target. Talk about, like, getting hit. You know, when you look.
No. Because the guy from Pittsburgh, that left tackle, he's in the military. What, he's 6'8", 6'9"?
That's true. Villanueva, you're right. Yeah, tied behind. Wait, you know, Ben, I always feel like your name gets lost in the shuffle when it comes to the greats that play the position. I feel like there's been this, and I don't know why it is, because you're obviously just as talented, and you have the stats to prove it, Pro Bowls, records, you name it. Why do you think that is?
I think it's a stereotyping, considering we didn't win that much when I first got there, 91, 92, 93. And then we start on the upscale. I think it would be more leverage if we had beat the Packers. But, you know, and the other guys will tell you the same thing. Once you leave, you're a forgotten guy. You get forgetting real fast in this league because it's the NFL stand. What have you done for me lately? And you're right. I am one of the guys that overlooked. Quite a few guys have been overlooked.
Hey, Ben, I wanted to ask you, because your last year in the league, you did win a Super Bowl with that Baltimore team that we bring up an awful lot. We start talking about defenses around this league and comparing this defense to that Baltimore defense in 2000. You were there every single day. Do you think it's fair to compare anything to that defense? What was that like, seeing it every single day?
I mean, we saw it every single day, but you got to understand, you had caliber players that were really good players. Myself, Shannon, you had Jonathan Ogden. I mean, we had Sam Gash. We had Jamal Lewis. So our defense was good, but they couldn't stop us in practice. Mm-hmm. They were good, but we just went through that phase where we couldn't score a touchdown. We were still winning games by 12 points.
Yeah.
Because you had a great defense.
You know, Christian asked you about not getting the recognition that you deserve. So I wonder, when you came back here and you put the red jacket on you, what did that mean to you?
I mean, it meant a lot to me because, you know, I did give, you know, 9 hard years of blood, sweat, and tears each and every week to the Patriots and everything. And now I was just amazed that, you know, it happened so fast, because I know it's so many guys that have came before me and been of some kind of the same stature or a little lower than where I was. And I'm just honored and just privileged to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's amazing when you think about it, because, you know, Patriot fans here remember you, but you were in that group just before that long 20-year run. And maybe that's part of it, that people do, you know, forget some of the players that were here before that. But I contend that if those teams weren't good, like that Super Bowl team you were on in 96, I don't think the franchise would be here in New England, Ben. I think it would have been long gone.
Yes, it would have been in St. Louis. It would have been the St. Louis Patriots.
Yep. Yep.
Is there a guy that you watch now and you say, I like that guy's game? It's a guy,
I can't think of his name now, number 83 for the Raiders. I think he has a lot of upside. He kind of reminds me of how I used to play somewhat.
Just big guy. Yeah, I want to say he was a former basketball player also.
Yeah, he was.
Right. Basketball.
Darren Waller.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darren Waller. That's him. Yes.
So, Ben, I don't know if you sat around there Sunday night, watched, I guess, finishing your career with Baltimore for the year, go up against the Patriots, a surprise win. Was that a surprise W for you? Do you still follow this football team here in New England?
Well, yeah, I still follow them. I watch them from time to time, you know. But, you know, like I said, I told someone else the other day, I said, nah, the fans up in New England love them to death, but they have got spoiled. Mm. They've been spoiled since, like, 96 to 2020. That's a long time to be spoiled.
That's a long time. They are spoiled. Well, maybe we'll see you back up here again if they start playing games again, because I know you come up here from time to time, and we've seen you up here. So hopefully we get the opportunity to see you again. Ben, it was great talking to you once again, and thanks for being our mystery guest today. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it also, guys. Thanks for having me on. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Ben.
Ben Coates on the Harbor One Hotline.
Is going toward the new generation with the guys catching all these balls in 3 years. He's like, holy s***.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!